on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from the PGA show here in Orlando. A lot of things to talk about. Why can I not hear you?
Because I'm sitting on the other side of, if this was like the Final Supper, I would be at one end of the table.
And you would be at the other end of the table, Randy. Like, well, because the guys at the end of the Final Supper couldn't talk to the other guy because they're all in the same row.
So quite a few years ago, we went on a cruise. And my dad made the decision who would be the first one kicked off the boat,
okay,
which is my brother-in-law. The reason you're on the other end of the table is because you're the first one being ejected.
Oh, well, it's easy to edit videos when I'm on the edge. You know, you can just zoom in, crop, and I don't exist.
Well, yeah, but we do that in photos. But anyway, coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show, pretty cool schedule coming up at the bottom of the hour, Tom Shea. And we owe Tom Shea a huge thank you.
Okay.
So Tom Shea wanted to get involved in the show.
Yes.
That's the original reason we took the third hour.
Right.
Tom Shea then disappeared.
Where'd he go?
Disappeared.
Okay.
So now our show is 3 hours.
Yes.
So we want to thank Tom for disappearing. He talked me into it, disappeared. He'll show up. Last time I spoke to him, just under a year ago.
At the restaurant, if I remember correctly.
At the restaurant.
Yeah.
Lester Smith will be on. Lester Smith is running the Legends Bowling Tournament, which will be Super Bowl week.
Yes.
We are going to be involved. We're on the flyer, so we're going to talk to him. Your friend, my friend, our friend, the president of the fastest growing combat sport, Dave Feldman.
Yeah, Dave.
Nice. Going to update us what's going on.
It feels weird with no BKSC, you know, had to wait till February 2nd to get my Jones, my fix, you know, in person.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah. I mean, they've had other events.
And then I think we're going to have a representative or two of some golf attire, some golf clubs, all sorts of golf-related stuff. We stopped by to see Mission Belts, they hooked us up.
Heck yeah.
I like how you're always like, yeah, but I won.
Well, no, because I had to fix parts.
But
I was missing pieces.
But they took care of you,
they
too.
They did. The warranty is second to none. The quality is amazing. You know I look fly on TV with this.
Well, first of all, it's radio.
Oh, yeah. I got a face for radio.
And you certainly don't look fly.
Speaking of radio, there's a sign walking to the concession stand that says, radio is dead. So they have a solution to stay in communication with Bluetooth and 4G. And so I have an email for you and I to connect to. Hopefully they can put us on. They'll be partners of ours out at the Super Bowl. And we can radio from different events, NFL Experience and the convention center and the hotel. And
all right, let's talk Super Bowl real quick.
Yes.
We will be out there in a couple weeks. But Sunday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Detroit Lions. Todd Bowles taking a lot of grief over not calling timeout.
Okay.
And his response when we talked to him at the press conference was, the game was over.
Yeah.
And it really was.
It was.
You know, yes, you're assuming that they're going to kick the field goal and they're going to make it. Missed field goals only happen in Buffalo.
For sure. We have wide right.
That's the worst part of the whole thing.
I mean, a lot of people say it's rigged. That's who the NFL's.
Then that kicker is really talented to miss wide right on purpose.
Skillful.
Well, and you saw the wind took it, but I do have a favorite football player.
Yeah, and who's that?
That would be Jason Kelce.
Jason Kelce.
It's not Kelce.
Right. His dad changed it.
Right. His dad changed it.
Get tired of correcting
people. Really, his grandfather changed
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's brilliant, though.
But did you see Jason Kelce, what he did?
The heart, like after the Taylor Swift.
Well, first, he jumped out of the front of the suite.
Oh, he did.
You know,
chugged a beer.
And went bare-chested.
Yeah.
And then his wife had to ask Patrick Mahomes' dad to get him.
Yeah.
Not to go save him.
Right.
To just go get him. It was a great game.
That's what makes them great, though.
No, for sure.
Their show is amazing. The 92%ers, they do a lot of great stuff.
Man. I haven't really listened to much of the show. I listened to, I watch the reels.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where they take the best parts. And now Jason's wife is involved.
Yep.
You know, she does quite a bit of it, so it was kind of cool. So we're going to talk a lot about that.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the controversy in Toronto.
Yes.
With Strickland and Dricus Duplessis.
Do you see it as a controversy?
It was a close fight.
It was a close fight. But Dana White said in the press conference, if you're going to beat the champion, you got to take it from the champion.
I disagree.
Well, that's not according to the president.
But the president isn't a judge.
Well.
And I'm not, you know, saying that Dana's wrong. That's Dana White's opinion.
Right.
My opinion, as a licensed judge in the state of Florida, my opinion is all you have to do is win.
By one punch.
One punch, one takedown. Now, those takedowns were BS. All right? Given Duplessis, who's a friend of the show, giving him a lot of credit for those takedowns, Strickland got right up. He didn't throw punches. He didn't do a whole lot. If for anybody to say that Dricus won because of the takedowns would be incorrect. Did you see Dricus' face after the Rob Whitaker fight? Not a scratch on him. Did you see Dricus' face after the Sean Strickland fight?
Yeah.
It looked like he was in a fight.
For sure. But I mean, more of that was the headbutt, wasn't it? I mean, more damage came from the headbutt than jabs.
I don't know. Those jabs were, you know. So there is controversy. I know that there's rumors already of UFC 300, and DDP Israel could be on that. I think they should do the rematch.
Yeah, you think Sean deserves it right
away? Five rounds, close fight. Split decision. And for all those people, all of you people that think it's a conspiracy, that it's rigged, that it's all of that stuff, didn't you find it humorous that the judge who gave it to Sean Strickland was one of the judges that you fans like to rip on? The judge that you think is not very good. You know what I'm saying? And he's the one that gave it to Strickland. So people are thinking Sean won. They're thinking it's rigged. But the guy who gave it to Sean Strickland is the judge that a lot of people don't like.
I don't know. The reason I don't like the fight is because before the fight, they had an encounter where he was nice. Oh, is this your wife? Is this your missus?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah. Like, if you're going to hate, if you're going to talk crazy. Yeah,
I agree, but they didn't.
A week ago, he's talking about stabbing him. He was like, I'm going to stab you, literally.
He said, we're going to fight to the death.
And then,
are you down to fight and
like,
to the death?
Is this your wife? It's great to meet you. I'm a fan. Like, I think he got an autograph while he was in the...
Who did?
Well, Strickland. He got a Duplessis autograph.
I don't
On the back of his neck, he had an autograph.
Whatever.
Maybe the top of his head where he got the
just
elbow.
Just be careful, because words and rumors have consequences.
Do they?
Oh, sure.
Like how?
So, if you're lying... And we run into Sean Strickland on Radio Row.
Well,
and he's going to say, you're the bearded fool.
Well, I got to shave before Media Row.
Oh, okay.
Easy to disguise that. No longer a bearded brother.
I believe big news, and we are starting off our PGA coverage talking MMA. Carla Harrison has signed with the UFC. Already has a fight, UFC 300.
Big fight.
It is a big fight.
That's a big fight. Holly Holm.
I like that, you know. A lot of organizations, you know, would have maybe gotten Harrison on the card, but not a top five, top ten. I don't know where, you know, Holly is right now. Obviously, she's struggled lately, but it's still Holly Holm.
Is it Holly Holm the legend?
No.
What?
No.
Her leg kick, kicking Ronda into the WWE?
That fight might be legendary.
But she kicked another girl into another promotion.
I picked her to win the fight.
Now owned by Endeavor. So it's all the same promotion.
How about one of the biggest people now in Endeavor? You know who that is, right?
Logan Paul.
Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see everything he got?
Yeah.
Including he got the name.
Oh, really?
He has ownership of the name. And you know.
That's important.
How few people have that.
Very few.
You know, Terry has it. Hulk Hogan has it.
He had to wait, though. He just got it like a few years ago.
Well, but he still always used it.
He used it, but he owned Hulkamania. He didn't own Hulk Hogan. Big difference.
Dwayne Johnson has The Rock.
That's massive.
And now he's big in it. You know, I think he's like a head honcho of Endeavor.
And Royal Rumble coming to St. Pete next week. This week.
This week. Saturday.
This week.
Saturday.
That's going to be huge. They say 40,000 fans will be in attendance.
I stopped by Ferg Sports Bar to request a favor. Okay. And he laughed at me.
Oh, Ferg.
And Mark is one of my two longest sponsors.
Right.
Ferg Sports Bar and Mick Ferrari. So I said, is there any way we're going to go to the Challenge podcast meet and greet that's going to be at Mug's? So we're going to do that first, and then we're going to come to Ferg's and then go in. And I said, can you save a table? He laughed.
Wow.
I said, can you save me a parking spot? He laughed.
Wow.
He goes, the city called me and said, you need to stay open till 3, 4 in the morning.
Wow.
There's going to be 45, 50,000 people.
It's going to be massive.
It's going to be.
Which is great because Mark always missed out on like the World Series runs.
Yep.
You know, when they got swept by the Phillies, he lost out on millions that week. Or a million that week.
When did they get swept by the Phillies?
They lost to the Phillies.
It was before, a long time
like
ago.
Like 07.
Yeah, well, they didn't lose out then.
08. Oh, hey,
you mean when my team won the World Series?
Like our team.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We're brothers now. No, you and not. I.
No.
Like, you. Like if Sean Strickland beats me up, you got to defend me.
No, I'm for Sean Strickland.
No, you're my ally. You're. If this is war, you're my
Okay, first
Israel.
Of all, it's not war.
My Jewish brother.
I might be your Jewish brother, but Sean Strickland, I have Sean Strickland's back.
Wow.
I have both DDP's backs as well. The real DDP, who's the professional wrestler, and Dracus Duplessis. All right, let's go hit our first break. Coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show with the Orlando Convention
Center. Feels good to be back, doesn't it?
We may have a surprise visitor. May have a surprise visitor.
All right.
In one of the most famous bands of all time.
What?
Might be stopping by in a little bit. Coming to you live from the Orlando Convention Center. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and 8 Man Strong. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Larry Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Chair, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What's up, Tampa, Florida? What's up, Clearwater, Florida? This is Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast. And if you're a fan of MTV's The Challenge, just like me, or CBS's Big Brother, we have an awesome event for you on Saturday, January 27th, to get you ready for WWE's Royal Rumble later that night. Myself and the godfather of MTV, Mark Long, are hosting a Royal Rager party at Mugs in Clearwater from 1 to 4 p.m. right by Tropicana Stadium where the Royal Rumble is taking place. We'll be joined by Alyssa Snyder, Alyssa Lopez, Hunter Barfield, Paulie Calafiore, Sam McGinn, the Nolan Twins, and more cast members from reality TV. Come and hang out with us. Come and hang out with the Challenge Mania gang. Meet the cast members. Party like it's MTV Spring Break. It all goes down from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th at Mugs in Clearwater. Trust us, you'll have more than enough time to make it over to the stadium for the Royal Rumble, because that's where we're going to. Tickets are available now at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Back to live from the Orlando Convention Center. A lot of cool stuff going on in Orlando. Obviously, the PGA show this week, next week, is something called the Pro Bowl, as well as another Comic-Con.
Oh, I love Comic-Con.
Did you see who's at these Comic-Cons?
I think you told me the captain.
The captain.
Which one?
Now, Antonio. It's the Captain Antonio.
The who?
You don't know who the Captain and Tennille?
No.
Yeah, they finally got divorced. Their number one song, I think it was number one, was called Love Will Keep Us Together.
Okay.
And then they got divorced.
Well, risky making a song with the title of Lasting Forever.
It was a very, very big song. But he was the captain back in Star Trek. And then I guess later on, because I didn't see all the movies, he then became Admiral.
Oh, nice.
So he was Admiral Kirk.
That's what my title is in the service.
Yeah. I think it's Seaman. An E3.
No. I'm in the USS Barry.
First of all, you couldn't have survived on the USS Barry.
What are you talking about?
It's just
a boat. I just got off of the Royal Caribbean.
And first of all, that's not the boat.
Wow.
It's the wrong boat on the back of there.
Well, the Royal Caribbean's way bigger.
I'm going on, what's the name of it?
Icon of the Sea.
Yeah.
The newest boat.
It is the newest boat, and it'll be the first voyage out of Fort Lauderdale. I think out of Cape Canaveral.
Well, it's already out right now.
Right. It's out of Fort Lauderdale right now. Then they're moving it to Cape Canaveral. Oh. And this thing is so massive.
You know who's on it right now?
No.
The dancing umpire from your Savannah Bananas. He was photographed with a Royal Caribbean member on the boardwalk.
Not my Savannah Bananas.
That's our team. No. That's America's team.
No, not when the general public can't even get a ticket. It's not that they can't afford it. It's they can't even get it.
Well, we've given up on the Cowboys. It's no longer America's team. We are now Savannah Bananas.
Have you been to a game yet?
No.
All right, then it's not your team.
It's my team. It's our team. It's the team.
No, I disagree.
Greatest sport in the world.
So when are we having our big match, our big match play?
What's our big match?
You and any schmo you can get.
Oh, golf?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm a ringer.
When are you and whoever you want to get?
I'll take.
Going to take on my guy, and I'll drive the cart.
Okay.
Because you and whoever you can bring could not beat my guy.
You don't know that.
I do know.
You
that.
Don't know who I know.
It don't matter.
I know people.
It don't matter.
I know golfers.
Bring John Daly. Bring John Daly's son.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he is pretty good.
Charlie Woods is good.
Bring Charlie Woods.
Charlie Woods pretty good.
Tiger Woods is pretty good.
Tiger Woods hit his first hole in one when he was 8 years old.
Yeah, but it was on a putt-putt course.
No, it was a real course.
Was it really?
You know, golf used to be outlawed, and it started out as a nuisance to communities.
It still is.
Well,
it still is.
You're at the PGA. You can't say that out loud.
All right. So the former commentator or play-by-play guy of the Tampa Bay Lightning used to scream and holler and just lose his mind every time a golf ball would land in his yard.
Oh, yeah. If you lived on a golf course, you would hate it.
What would be the worst place to own a house on a golf course?
To the right of the fairway. 100 yards from the tee box.
How about to the left of the hole on a par 3?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Right?
But, I mean, all day long, you hear thunk.
All day long.
Thunk.
You should set up like an electric fence. So if you walked into the yard, you'd get zapped. It's my golf ball. Yeah, but it's my yard.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of living on a golf course.
Well, and that's what most people said to him. It's like, dude, you picked a house just to the left.
Right.
Of a par 3 hole.
Right.
What do you expect? Dink hits the roof. Dink, it hits the back porch. Yeah. Well, you'd have to be really talented to go over the house and then it dropped down and hit the windshield.
Okay.
You know, the house is facing the street, not right. facing.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, if you live on a golf course, it goes with the territory.
It does go with the territory.
So. But I'll tell you what, man, the innovation of this golf expo is pretty massive. I mean, they might have golf balls that are GPS, drone operated. You can, like, you know, land them. What about a golf ball that returned to you? If you lose it, you hit a button and it just comes back to you.
That would be good.
Right? That's an innovative thing. I've never seen that before.
That's almost like a George Jetson.
Like it's like bowling. You know, you throw the ball and it just comes back.
That would be good.
Right? It has a little sensor, little magnetic thing inside. You hit the button and it goes right back to where it came from.
And that would probably happen a lot with you.
I mean, I'm pretty good, Randy.
You're not.
You've never seen me play.
We'll go one-on-one.
Okay. Today.
One-on-one with the, what did the Rock say? He used to always say something.
Oh, you can smell what the Rock is cooking?
No, but he was always, you're going one-on-one on something. How could we do it today?
What do you mean? There's golf clubs everywhere.
No. We're not playing this fake. We're not playing the screen.
It's scripted. It's not fake.
We're not playing the screen.
Telling the Rock you said it's fake.
We're going to go. It's scripted.
No, we'll go play. We'll go play.
Well, real course.
We got a golf club guy getting ready to sit down.
Yep.
We'll get some clubs in our hand. We'll break those clubs in live. We'll do a video. We'll go out to Mangroves Golf Course. We'll play around 9 holes. And whoever wins.
You can't play 18?
I'll play 18. I just can't count past 16.
We're walking.
I just don't know how to count past 16.
Yeah, I know. You're like my granddaughter. 1, 2, 3, 7, 9.
Words are hard.
So are numbers. What's the best you've ever shot?
Oh, shot a pigeon once.
115?
I mean, there's birdies, there's pigeons, eagles, you know. Yeah, I'm not that good at golf.
I understand. No, I know that I could beat you, or I wouldn't be challenging.
You don't know.
I do know.
No, I mean, you got to carry your own clubs.
I only,
you're physically able to do.
I only carry 3 clubs.
I don't know if you could handle the journey.
3 clubs. I'm not, no bag. 3 balls. 3 clubs. How about we do a 1-club tournament?
Oh, every shot with the same club?
With the same club.
Okay. I'll go with Baby Seal. Oh, wait, no.
That's what you use on the seal. It's the baby club.
Club soda, not seals. I always get it backwards.
Whatever you want to do, but I'd rather do a 1-club tournament.
Well, so we'll do a tournament. We'll set it up.
1-club.
If I win, I get the Oscar Schmidt jersey.
No.
If you're so confident, put up something of value.
Yeah, but you don't have anything I want.
You don't. No, I have a mission belt.
I'm wearing a mission belt.
I have a Yada shirt.
I have a Yada shirt, too. So does Steve. Steve has a Yada shirt.
I have headphones.
First of all, they're my headphones.
Audio Technica.
You have a Bio Accelerator hat. I have one of those. So there's literally nothing that you have that you can put up that, no, I don't wear watches, so I don't want that fake thing.
It's real. It just doesn't work. There's no battery.
Did you get that fancy in storage, too?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
You like it?
No.
What do you mean? It's a beautiful watch. $49.95. You want it? Message me after the show.
You wouldn't take 25?
For you? Yeah.
Okay, I don't want it. All right.
But anything you want to bet?
15?
What would we wager? I'll do something embarrassing. I'll do something stupid.
Hold on a second. You don't need to win or lose a bet to do something stupid and embarrassing.
Tell me what you want.
There's nothing I want.
But I'll beat you. It doesn't matter. I'll beat you. I'm just a better athlete all around.
You may be a better athlete all around, but you won't beat me in golf.
You don't know that.
I do.
I've never seen you play. You've never seen me play.
And you've never played.
I do. I have clubs.
Do you?
I have 2, 3.
Those little thin ones that your daughters use don't count.
I have three sets. You know what I haven't seen here at the expo, though? It's called a golf bat, and it's a golf club that looks like a baseball bat. It's flat on one side, round on 3/4 of the barrel. And you have a long tee that's about 3 foot tall, and you hit it like a golf ball, like a baseball, like off of a tee. And you play on a real golf course, but you use that as your driver. And I have one of those. I think it's a prototype. I don't know if they ever sold it commercially, but I have the prototype in my garage.
All right, so you use that for your driver, and I'll use Steve Monroe.
You can't use Steve Monroe.
Why not?
Because he's a ringer. But I know the other long drive champion is Niles Pruitt. He's my boy.
Okay.
So we got 2 long drive guys. It's going to be equal.
Okay.
He won 2 or 3 different national titles. So you got a long guy. I got a long guy. I'm a short guy. You're a short guy.
I'm better at golf. You're not.
You don't know that.
I do.
Putt-putt, baby. It's all in the short game.
I don't want to do putt-putt. Putt-putt's a joke.
Putting
you bounce it off walls. You hit it over the clown's mouth.
We can go anytime you want to go. I'll
2:15 today.
We're on the air.
No, we'll leave.
What about these simulated golf courses?
No, because that proves nothing.
Okay.
It's a simulator. on the course.
Okay. Well, on, I'll hold you up to it. You have vouchers. You've got people you know. You probably have green fees and golf cart passes, so we can go anytime this week.
We don't need a golf cart. We're walking.
Oh, yeah, we're walking. Let's go. We go back to when it was banned in Scotland, and we can like just play through neighborhoods, no official course.
Well, that's what you do on regular golf courses, like on country clubs.
Ultimate frisbee, you know, you just
same thing.
You hit it. And
all right, we're gonna have a guest. Not sure which one, but yeah, one of two people will be sitting down. Well, that's true.
There's five guys.
One of those five, or Tom Shea. Oh, here comes Tom Shea as we speak.
No.
So when we come back, the very famous, the legend, Tom Shea will be sitting down with us. Coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wes Welker, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong. Are you ready for the fight? Don't miss the Tampa Bay Food Fight at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 30th from 6 to 9. Benefiting Metropolitan Ministries job training programs, watch live as your favorite chefs throw down in a culinary battle of the bay and feast on delicious cuisine from 50 restaurants. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and will sell out fast. Visit TampaBayFoodFight.org for more event info.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Antonio Pierce of the New York Giants, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is Knockout Radio coming live from the PGA Golf Expo.
Wait a second. I was trying to do something. What was that liner?
Which liner?
Who was the liner that Ed just played?
I didn't listen.
Ed, can you play that again?
Oh, the Antonio Pierce.
That's what it was.
The Giants, yeah.
The head coach of the Rangers.
This is Antonio Pierce of the New York Giants, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I was trying to set up another microphone for our next interview, and I thought that was Antonio Pierce, your new head coach of the Oakland Raiders.
Yes.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Nice.
The Los Angeles Raiders.
Can we just bring Gruden back, let him be head coach again?
Well, first, Gruden's going to allegedly go to the New Orleans Saints. Bring him back. All right, hold on. We've got to introduce our guest.
Okay.
It's been about a year since he was last on the show. The great, the legend himself, Tom Shea. Tom, how are you?
Good, Randy. Thank you.
We talked about it earlier. I want to thank you very much. You have no idea why I'm thanking you right now. But so you and I talked about you coming and doing some portion of a show and, you know, the another hour. And then when, and I'm sure life got in the way and, you know, whatever. We acquired it, and we now do 3 hours a day.
Nice.
So it's all because of you.
Well, thank you.
If you wouldn't have gotten that stupid idea in my head, you know, we'd be out in an hour and a half, and all would be good. But thank you for that. And are you? Happy New Year, the whole nine yards.
Happy New Year to you. I'm good. I'm happy to be at the PGA show, just, you know, seeing old friends and doing some business. And I've actually, as of November 1st, I became the director of junior golf up at Brooksville Country Club.
Wow, nice.
So just bringing all kinds of junior events. I'm still the U.S. Kids Golf Tampa Tour director. You may have saw on Facebook, I won the Deacon Palmer Award for the section, which has to do with my past and, you know, my whole adoption and foster care stuff. So
now, when you say junior meaning age, because Matt's junior, you know, he's very junior. Can he participate?
We could have Matt. I just need to check his birth certificate. That's
awesome. Oh, yeah. I'm from the Caribbean. I'm 13, you know.
So, no, it's pretty cool. They've the people that acquired the course are actually going to build a K-12 school there. So very exciting. So with my past, you know, with being tied to prep school in Tampa, you know, it's going to be an easy flow. So
very cool. How's your game lately?
I actually played 9 holes yesterday. It was a best ball, but not a scramble. You know, they call scrambles best balls down here, and I'm from the Northeast. But we shot 37 as a team, so for 9 holes, so it wasn't bad. But I got it airborne, let's say it that way.
Well, and for those that don't know or new to the show, back in the day, I was kind of known for winning golf tournaments. Yeah. And when I say me, the team, I organized the team. I would sink a putt or three, but it was the other three or the other four. And Tom was one of the select few that used to be part of those teams.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun, yeah. We need to do that again. I mean, I've been talking to a lot of people that I played in other stuff with. I'm like, I need to bring back those, you know, those scrambles, and there's still a bunch out there. So
no, for sure.
I might have to just make one up at Brooksville Country Club.
You could do that. You could do that. We could get behind you.
Yeah,
and,
that'd be fun. Yeah.
You know, maybe broadcast from it while we're playing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, have the headset as you're hitting. Now, it can't be while putting. You know, now we were arguing, which we do on a regular basis. You know, their challenge is out. We're going to play. I guarantee you I'm going to win. This clown wants to do the simulator. And I'm saying the simulator is not the same. It's different.
It's getting better, though. It is getting better.
But it's
we just saw earlier.
A fire.
We just saw a fire over there. Well, we just saw earlier their talk. They were doing a whole promotion for the TGL. Yeah, you know, the Tampa, the indoor league they're going to do.
Right.
So that'll be interesting to see how that all pans out. You know what I mean? You need to work. You get in everywhere. So I want to see you be in there next. So that'd be fun.
Let me make a phone call.
There you go. Uh-huh.
So how do kids get involved? Do they have to be from the Brooksville area?
No. I got kids coming from all over. We just had 94 on Sunday for U.S. Kids Golf. That's our local tour, uskidsgolf.com. We're doing some programs with the PGA of America as well. And, you know, we've got other groups coming in as well. LPGA, Peggy Kirkbell Girls Golf Tour coming in March. So we've got lots of stuff going on.
I want to do a special tournament. And do you think that your course would allow this? So, you know, there's a lot of new sports. Bare knuckle has now come back. You know, it's the oldest, newest sport. I think it'd be very interesting that you tee off, you have a fist fight, then you punt it, you know, or throw it, then you have to putt it. If you miss the putt, you have another, you know, fist fight on the green.
Don't you remember the thing years ago? Wasn't it football golf? I think it was a Miller Lite commercial. I mean, the guy hit his tee shot, and all of a sudden he's getting tackled by a linebacker, you know? So, we're open for anything.
Whatever it takes.
And if you're involved, I mean, come on.
So, speaking of open anything, have you ever heard of a golf bat where you have the tee elevated like the ball?
Matt, they used to have it. I know you were involved. They used to have the golf tournaments here.
Really?
BALF. Remember with the Major League Baseball alumni guys?
Right.
They used to do it at Feather Sound.
Yeah.
And on two holes, you had to use the bat, and it was hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was part three holes.
I have a prototype. It's like a bat with flat on one side.
I think they're still out there.
Yeah. They're. And then again, you haven't seen, you know, my putter is a hockey stick.
Yep. Oh,
so it's the Adam Sandler. Yeah.
Happy Gilmore. That makes sense.
But these are real NHL hockey sticks that they then made into golf clubs. Has the world of golf, and we are talking to golf professional Tom Shea. You know, back in the day, I used to have a sponsor called Death Sticks, and they were never allowed to be here because it's golf. It's Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity. Adam Sandler, I think, started, you know, the whole Happy Gilmore kind of opened it up a little. I don't think it's, well, it is out in Arizona.
Sure.
You know, the 16th hole, I guess, is insane.
Yeah,
You know, is the stuffiness of golf all gone, going away? Where are we at on that?
It's going away. I mean, it's still there. You know, I mean, there's definitely some snootiness out there. But listen, it's open to everybody. I mean, that's the cool thing. I mean, I always say if I wasn't in the business, I don't know if I could afford to play, but you know, there's so many groups out there. Like here, we've just got involved with a group called Youth on Course. Youth on Course is out of California. We charge a kid $5 to play the course, but then we get supplemented by Youth on Course for the difference. So if we charge $15 for a junior rate, which is our normal rate, they're paying that extra $10.
Wow.
So there's no excuse, you know, for people not to be able to come out and play.
Do the girls play?
Well, so they don't play yet, but they did do the first tee summer program.
Yeah, it's great.
They loved it.
How old are your kids?
9 and 11.
Oh, perfect age.
So let me tell you this before he continues. These two will have fist fights in between putting. Guaranteed.
My youngest will.
And she'll win.
Yeah.
She's
more of a defender of the hole.
There you go. Defender of the hole. I like that.
She's like, capture the flag.
Like
you're not getting the flag.
I like that.
You know, we did the whole program. It was a reading program.
Yeah.
It was a singing program where they sang a certain amount per week, like 90 minutes a week.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic program, amazingly run. They had a celebration award ceremony at the end of the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Great program for anybody to check it out. It's the first tee.
And we're seeing the girls, you know, the numbers are going up. I mean, when I started US Kids 13 years ago, if I had 50 kids, I'd have, you know, 40 boys, 10 girls. If I have 100 kids now, it's probably 60-40.
Wow. Why is that?
It's really good.
Why is the change?
You know, I think, you know, a lot of dads are getting their daughters out there. I think, you know, there's definitely more opportunity. I mean, the LPGA Girls Golf Club has been in business for a long time. Like I said, Peggy Kirk-Bell has got an exclusive just girls only. US Kids, we do a lot with girls. So.
Sure.
You know, I mean, women's game in general is growing, so.
Serious question. You know me. I'm not going to hold back. A lot of people in the country across the world, you know, Sean Strickland was just talking about, I think he was one that talked about, you know, nobody likes watching women fight. You know, I've heard nobody likes watching women play golf. Are we getting away from that? Nobody likes watching women basketball, whatever. In golf, is that opening up? Is it getting better?
Randy, as long as I can remember, I said that's the best player to watch on TV because they do so much more with less, you know? And, I mean, they can hit it 300 yards. I mean, they are getting better and better by the second. And I just like watching. I think their control's a little better. You know, there's no excuse. So
I do not know if you were on this particular team back in the day.
What's that?
But in the middle of a golf tournament, I kicked somebody off the team. Hey, he was acting like an idiot, whatever. And we grabbed someone who was playing in front of us who was a female. Now, granted, we were going to win the tournament anyway. But when you have a female that can hit 300 of those par threes, it's very helpful.
That's always the secret. You know that. Right. We need somebody who can play from the forward tees and hit it out there. So, yes. So, but, yeah, I mean, the game overall, I mean, you know, I've got kids on the local tour shooting, you know, boys and girls shooting par better. So they can play.
Another, I don't know if you were on this particular team. I think it was one of the courses off of Roosevelt or Ilmerton. And, you know, they had a long drive, you know, kind of like Steve Monroe. Do you know Steve Monroe?
Yeah.
Okay, that's my ringer, by the way.
Oh, nice.
So this wasn't Steve Monroe. I believe it was David Graham. I believe. Long drive, cocky, running his mouth. Do you want to pay for my drive? I guarantee you I can outdrive, blah, blah, blah. And I believe it was David Graham. And we said, well, what do we get if one of our guys outdrives you? And whoever it was, and again, I think it was Dave, drove the green. And he's like mouth dropped and, you know, just reminiscing again.
Oh, yeah. You know, exactly.
That's all. So, yeah, let's get the girls out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
That's right.
And the First Tee is a great program as well.
That is.
So, I mean, and like you say, you got the different variations. Like the one thing with youth on course, you know, they have the nice price to pay for the golf course, but they also have a careers on course segment that they do. Originally, it was a caddy program. Now it's just exposing them to all avenues of the golf business. And then they have a peer-to-peer program with kids that play recruiting new kids, and they go out there with them. So it's really a very good program. So.
Let's hit a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the course and how, you know, youngsters can get on the course for $5. And,
sure.
You know, a lot of people don't like to travel, but when golf isn't so expensive, we're going to talk about all that when we return. Coming to you live from the Orlando Convention Center. This is the PGA Golf Show. I don't know. This is my 15th, 20th something year of broadcasting from it. It is awesome. We're going to run down the upcoming weeks and continue talking to Tom Shea when we return. Coming to you, like I said, from the Orlando Convention Center, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
This is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Olympic gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back to you live from the PGA Golf Show, year 2412. Can't wait for next year, whatever one, add one to whatever number I just said, and that'll be what it is next year. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl, the broadcast from there. Next week is the Pro Bowl, Comic-Con. We're going to talk about all that in hour number two. Tom Shea, kind enough to sit down and talk about things that he's involved in. And let's, you know, talk more about this. Does a family, I don't know, living in St. Pete, in North Tampa, South Tampa, they just call the golf course and say they want to participate in this? How do they get involved?
Well, Randy, we don't have enough. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've known of Youth on Course for a long time. The limitation was, you know, they wouldn't just let me as an individual do it at a course. It had to be part of an association. So the North Florida PGA signed on a few years ago, but kind of did it very quietly. So we have 1,500 members in this section. We only have 20 golf courses signed on. So part of my mission, hopefully over the next
courses.
You know, 3 or 4 months. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you know who's big with it? Chichi Rodriguez.
Right.
They kill it. They're one of the big, they're probably the biggest provider right now. And that's a great golf course for, you know, kids coming out and with families and all that. And then it's affordable. Had a group come out a couple weeks ago to Brooksville, and the dad was so appreciative, he's going to bring them more because, you know, he made the point of, hey, he's paying for mom and dad, or, you know, $50 a piece, that's 100, and another 20 or 25 for the kids each. Now he can, you know, cut that down to $5 a piece. That's a no-brainer.
So it's not just the kids, the parents or whatever.
No. It's just the kids.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, it's obviously more cost-effective to bring the family. So,
sure.
You know, so he's very excited about that.
So how do people get involved? You know, like I said, not in Brooksville's backyard. If somebody's down the road 20, 25 miles.
Youthoncourse.com, or actually it's .org. You sign on as a member. It's a $20 membership. They gave out numbers yesterday.
Hey, can I borrow $20?
Yeah, Steve, can I borrow $20?
There you go. I'll give you all. But I was with them yesterday. They had 190 members last year, and they did over 700,000 rounds for kids ages 5 to 18. So that was really impressive.
Wow.
So, and it's like, it's amazing. Here we are, and, you know, I'm in the North Florida section, but here I'm in Florida. No excuse.
Right.
No excuse. So I'm actually meeting with them tomorrow, and we're going to hopefully, you know, push this. So I'll be coming back on a Randy Harris show to talk about that.
Perfect. All right, let's
I have a question.
No, I'm going to ignore it. All right, go ahead. What do you want? How are you going to bring us down? Yes, anchor.
Tom, front row, sir. No, hey, golf has a controversial past. You know, it was started and it was banned. It was a nuisance.
Big time.
Where does it stand with the Olympics? Like, you know, it's been in the Olympics. It's been out of the Olympics. Like,
that's a great question. I think it's still in the Olympics. So, yeah, I mean.
First of all, if you ever want to come back on the show, you don't ever tell him that was a good question. My name is still on the marquee.
Can I get a golf clap, a round of applause?
I'm never going to hear the end of that.
I need a glove. I need a glove to silence my clap.
The great Tom Shea said I had a great question. Mic drop.
The legend.
Well, listen,
Tom Shea.
It's an international sport. No reason we shouldn't be in the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, we should have been in, you know, what we were in. Last time was 1916, I think, when the PGA started. There it is right there, 1916. And then we went back, 8-10 years ago? So, really no excuse. So.
All right, we only have 5-6 minutes left, so let's shift gears. I know we're coming to you from the PGA Golf Show, but you kind of mentioned something off the air, so I'm going to make it public, and we're going to talk about it on the air. So you're going to WWE Monday Night Raw.
I am. I am excited.
At Amelie. A, when was the last time you went? Have you ever been to a pro wrestling event?
Yes, I have. I went to a bunch in New Jersey when I lived there. That's where I'm from. So I've been in Florida almost 30 years, and spent a lot of time in San Diego. I saw the Hart Brothers. I saw, who is it, the Anvil. A lot of the old names. Hulk Hogan, of course. I went to WrestleMania 4 in Atlantic City. That was the greatest. That was Hulk Hogan against Andre the Giant.
Okay.
So, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. There's another one I love.
No!
Yeah. So, I really, Randy, I probably know you know this. You probably knew this guy really well. Probably all you guys know him. I would have loved to have met, why am I drawing a blank?
Macho Man.
Thank you, yeah. Macho Man.
I knew that. I was making you
Randy
suffer.
Savage. I'm going. Oh, I would have loved to have met that guy.
You've never seen my video to get on Survivor?
No.
Okay. So now Terry is Matt's mentor, Hulk Hogan.
Okay. Cool.
And Randy and I were extremely.
So I knew you knew all these guys.
Oh yeah. Randy and I were extremely good friends. He did the show numerous times.
Man.
Matter of fact, I said one time to him, he did one of the shows in Tampa, and then I said, hey, I got a show on Friday in Newport Richey. Any chance? He goes, I'll be there. And I'm like, it's great. Newport Richey.
Greatest guy, man.
Right? So it was a long drive. So I did this video to get on Survivor. One of the reasons I've been told by Survivor people that I didn't get picked, I got eliminated right away because Randy was in my video. Okay? They thought it was for different reasons. I want to be on Survivor. I would quit this show right now, burn the equipment so Matt can't have it, if I got a phone call saying, you can be on Survivor today.
Nice.
Gone. Wouldn't call my wife. Gone. Right? So, talking about Randy and, the video. So in the video, it was like, I'm an ultimate survivor because it's Survivor, right? So Randy used to work out at Gold's Gym on 66th Street in Pinellas Park. And there's one scene that I'm bench pressing, okay? And I'm bench pressing 10 pounds. So it's it's probably 15 pounds.
It's 65 pounds.
No,
bar is 45.
Is it really that much?
Uh-huh. And okay. 10 on each side.
That's what I wanted it to be 10 pounds. I was bench pressing 10 pounds, right? And I slip. It was all set. And I start to drop the bar. And these massive hands, because you never knew who was spotting me, grabs the bar, slams it down. He goes, Randy Harris is the ultimate survivor. Ooh, yeah. It was awesome. Randy was the best.
Ah,
awesome. Man. So we obviously, like everybody else, we talk a lot about Mount Rushmore. So who's your Mount Rushmore?
Wow.
Who are your four Mount Rushmores?
Wow. Well, I think
it's so hard.
Well, I think I'd have to go, you know, if I'm going old school, I'm thinking Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant. That guy was amazing. You know who I always loved? I always loved the Million Dollar Man. Oh, and the Ultimate Warrior. I love the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was amazing.
He's better after his wrestling career.
His
YouTube videos are insane.
I love the Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
That's five.
Yeah.
Rushmore's four.
Come on. Who are yours?
You know, again, it's so difficult, and I say this.
And there's different eras, too.
Different eras, and it's scripted.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm saying it's easy to say, you know, and there's still an argument, but it's easy to say, give me your Mount Rushmore of NFL players. Yeah. You know, you go by stats. You know, if you really want to put it that way, as stupid as it sounds, anybody that doesn't put, and I've said this to you, Barry Horowitz in your Mount Rushmore, he's the biggest loser in the history of championship wrestling. His gimmick was he couldn't win a match.
Right.
You know, he was the guy that always patted himself on the back super guy. Right? I mean, it's scripted and you still can't win.
Well, what about Vince McMahon himself? You know, possibly, you know, I mean.
I think Shane maybe because he, you know, from what I was told, I don't know this for a fact, but I believe this to be true, that the McMahons, a McMahon would do anything and everything first before they asked one of their wrestlers, their performers, their superstars.
That's awesome.
You know, Shane came off the top of the ring, and then all of a sudden Mankind thinks he can do it.
Yeah.
But again, it's so different. I like AJ Styles. I like Y2J. I think Randy, of course.
Yeah,
I think Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
You know, his whole gimmick, the lisp, and, you know, the son of a plumber.
We've been seeing Ric Flair a lot. I mean, there's another one, you know. So,
rumor has it, and we'll end this. I got about 3 minutes, so we're going to end it with this. Because people have blasted me by what I've said about Ric Flair. I'm a huge Ric Flair guy. Wouldn't it be, and I do not want Ric Flair or anyone to die. Okay? We're all going to die.
Sure.
Ric Flair, the rumor is he's going to wrestle again.
Wow.
Okay?
What?
So he had that final one in Nashville, and it was awful. Wouldn't it be the ultimate send-off? Ric Flair dies. Not scripted. For real. Ric Flair dies in his final match. Don't you think he'd want it that way?
Tom, you hiring over there at the... this show's done. It was a great career. Thanks for everybody signing out.
That's a tough one to follow, but I get it. You know?
I'm just saying, I don't want Ric Flair to die. I don't want anybody to die. But wouldn't it stink if Ric Flair has a match on Tuesday and dies on Thursday?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he?
How old is he, Randy? How old is he? Is he in his 70s?
70s. He's got to be like 75.
Is he really that old? Wow.
He probably is 75. He looks 95, and he probably in real life is 45.
Wow.
He's Space Mountain, baby.
Yeah, he is Space Mountain.
People, you know, what's your favorite, this, that, the other? I would say my interview with Dusty Rhodes is one of my favorite interviews of all time. You know, just they're such cool. You know, you get slapped into reality when you go to these WrestleManias and they have the fan the day before and you see the heels. You know, we had Bray Wyatt, you know, on the cell phone a couple weeks before he passed away. And, you know, he's this evil guy and he's this and he's that. He's super dude, super sweet. And I think being a heel in wrestling, in golf, you know, being that heel in golf, you got to be a heel.
Exactly. Like Phil Mickelson.
Exactly.
And now Liv's coming the other way. That's a whole other subject.
That whole thing, that whole thing is hilarious. First you're banned, and now
I know. Trust me.
So, Tom, who do you have a favorite golfer? Is that a thing that you're allowed to ask? Because I'll tell you who mine is. I am a big Tiger guy, so I wore my Tony the Tiger. Tiger odd socks.
You're hoping to meet him. I like it.
So this is my... Tiger Woods, socks.
Razor Ramon, by the way.
Oh, nice.
But Scott Hall, the best.
Nice. But in golf, are you allowed to have a favorite? Or are you?
Sure. I mean, and again, I keep going old school, but I love Freddie Couples. Just because of the swing. I'm a swing guy.
I like any Couples.
You know what I mean? Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Speaking of swing. All right, Tom, we appreciate your time. If you want to hang out, great. But we are at the top of the hour. We need to go. This is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
Appreciate it. I begin to text, but you wouldn't let it.